Thank you for being here. Thank you for being present. You are bright. You are enough. You are worthy. You are confident. You can put your mind to anything that you set. So, with that said, today's proverb of the day is Gan, Zuo, Gan, Dang. Have the courage to take the blame and to let go of things for what one does. Today's proverb aligns with what I want to talk about today. It is the art of letting go. So we don't let go, we simply surrender. Three things it's time to let go of. Number one, ruminating over the past trauma, past heartbreak, past failures. Number two, stressing about what you can't control in the present. For example, you may have experienced a bad heartbreak and you tell yourself that you are done with love because of what happened to you in the past. By that thought, you are shutting off the universe from sending you a potential partner in this abundance of love meant to be for you. Number three, fear that the future won't unfold for your highest good. I believe that sharing our experiences with others is a beautiful gift. I would love to share with you guys my story. If you are new here, my name is Winnie and I was born in New York City. I grew up in a big family and I practically grew up with my cousins. There were play dates and plenty of sleepovers. As we matured and we got older, we spent little time with each other. One of my cousins, we're going to name her Cheyenne. We do live close to each other, and so we planned to take the same train together. However, much to my surprise, I found out that Cheyenne and my uncle had already left, and mind you guys, halfway, I sprained my ankle and I fell. My hands, my arms, my knee bleeding, and I was in so much pain. I decided to be brave and still go on. And so fast forward, we got some food. And being that I was in great discomfort, struggling to walk in high heels and I'm limping, I thought that we are going to finish the meal before we leave. Diana does not want to eat here and would rather eat at home. I figured they were going to leave, then they can leave. I'm not the type of person that will beg and plead someone to stay when they clearly don't. And so guess what they did? In a blink of an eye, they had already headed out. Sitting alone, eating by myself, I was in complete shock that my own family members, who I've had play dates and sleepovers with, was capable of leaving someone behind when I needed company the most. A gentleman greets me and he asks, "Where are your family members?" Tell him the story, and immediately he goes to the room and gets ice pack, bandages. Stranger that I don't even know was more willing to sit with me and keep me company. At this point, we're chatting, and he's sharing vivid stories about his grandmother and how she was forced to kneel down in broken glass. And I can tell in that moment, he cared deeply for her. Fast forward, the swelling has lessened. We are walking slowly to the closest train station, and I was blessed, someone that is able to display kindness to me when I needed it the most. It also taught me a lot about independence. But at the heat of the moment, I was angry. I was angry that they had left me alone, and I wanted them to feel that pain and that betrayal. I was angry that my father's own brother abandoned his own niece, and I was angry that my own cousin didn't think to wait for me. We lived so close to each other physically, yet emotionally, we were distant from each other. The moral of the story was I decided to forgive them deep down in my heart. The memory is still there, but I learned to let go. I was not going to let that anger towards them eat me up. Sometimes we wait for them to say sorry for the pain that they've caused us. Doesn't happen. This is not for them. This is for us. We need to release that anger and show forgiveness and grace to ourselves so that we fully heal ourselves. That's the beautiful thing about life, knowing the source of the anger and knowing how to transmute and release that anger. You are not alone. We have a community. This Yin Cha community is a chill spot where we can vent, we can share experiences with each other, we can learn, we can grow. I would like to share three healthy ways to let go and surrender. There is a healthy option of letting go. Number one, sitting in stillness and journaling our thoughts. Number two, focusing on our every breath. Number three, enjoy the present moment, the power of now. Much love, light, and infinite blessings to you, divine human beings. You were created for a reason, and you have a purpose, my friend. Go through what you grow through. Have the courage to take the blame and to let go of things for what one does. With that said, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes. Much peace and much love.